operation.
Mm-hmm.
This is disc one, beginning interview with Peter Shire. Peter, for the record, would you pronounce the way you like your name to be heard?
Peter Shire.
And tell us when and where you were born.
I was born in Los Angeles at Queen of Angels Hospital in 1947, December 27th. It was a cold, rainy night, and a train was coming down the track. No. Next.
It sounds like the beginning of an Edgar Allan Poe.
I think it was right before 12 o'clock. In fact, I can tell you.
That way, anyone who wants to do my astrology. No, maybe I better not. You might know too much. Oh, it was right after 12 o'clock.
Well, then it was the very early morning of the day.
Yeah, and my middle name is Anton, which was my grandfather's name. And my mother, being very modern, didn't want me to have a middle name at all, so she hadn't thought of one. But she was, the Queen of Angels was a Catholic hospital, and so as such, the nuns really bugged her about having a middle name. So she fished that one off the top of her head, because I guess they talked about it or something.
Well, that leads us into the next question, which you already began to answer, which is describe your childhood and your family background. It has been said of you in many interviews and writers who write about you that you are quintessential LA. So do you think that's a true statement?
There's a joke in there somewhere. Well, inevitably, you know.
You're a native.
I'm a native, a fourth generation Californian on my mother's side. And I was born in Echo Park area and have lived here all my life. And, you know, my dad came here from Brooklyn in the mid-30s and moved into Chavez Ravine and that area. And there's sort of the long version and the short version, right, of what growing up was, and there's a version that we always tell, right? You know that.
You tell a version of the version.
Well, or that. You know, we all invent our history to some degree, or represent our history, and we tend to have a take on it that has to do with whatever agenda or whatever you want to call it, whatever view of ourselves, etc. And
I might tell you we have enough disk space to hear all the versions, but you can.
Let's see where we go with it.
And
I think. Yeah, and then there's stories that you always hear yourself tell, right? And you go, what should I tell? 47? That one's good. But thinking about it, that certain things are recurrent, and there's actually been some kind of a lot of reference to that, because within this neighborhood, there's an obvious pressure from the real estate boom. And what that means is that a lot of longtime residents are pressurized, principally Mexican-American residents whose parents bought in the 50s and 40s, late 30s, and who I grew up with are their parents. And then there's a whole group of, you know, people always say, well, what's Echo Park? You know, the magazines and blah, blah. And my pat answer was, it's a group of people who chose alternative values. And that tended to be sort of a funny group of sort of WASP, working class, which was a lot of what LA was, you know, almost entirely. And then there's all the Amy Semple-ites, you know. Is that an obscure reference for the Smithsonian?
I would explain what you mean by that.
Amy Semple McPherson was one of the early